from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We, of course, operate here in the broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios. The studio, and it's brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Thank you to them. Thanks to Evan Thomas, who gets us up and running and motivated and twitching every morning. And thanks to all the wonderful texters and emailers and the phoners. And, oh, it was wonderful.
Everybody, yeah. Most of all, thank you for listening on this Wednesday.
We certainly appreciate it. Thank you to our executive producer. He is Dustin William Rhodes.
Do you remember the very first night of Craig Tember?
He's blocked that out. And that thank you, Brandon Fryer, for your contribution.
This has certainly been a tough stretch for the Sox.
I should say.
Yeah, not to, no need for understatement. We've got the great Lawrence Holmes. Hey, Lawrence. It's a Layla Wednesday. Dan Bernstein is here.
I wish I'd punch you in the face.
The Sox are entertaining. Yeah. At least, well, the broadcasters are.
That was Stoney. Yeah. That was
Stoney.
Just
was great.
Perfect.
Great timing. Yeah.
Even like perfect, even on his level. You know, we expect more out of him.
And
oh,
Ozzie,
my gosh,
Ozzie, very entertaining.
Ozzie was hilarious.
Yeah, it's the ump's fault. Yeah. It's the ump's fault that they're the worst team ever.
I think I said in the highlights last night
those damn umpires are making you the worst team ever.
I think I said in the highlights last night it was a tribute to Eloy.
Yeah. I mean, how about Eloy with the pop-up and then that whatever that was?
He must be so happy.
That's it. That was like the magical reset button of the universe. You somehow transferred the mojo onto them and off of you. Congratulations.
Well, then they hit him in the head.
Mm-hmm. That was afterward, or was that before?
I think it was after.
I thought that the pop fly was before.
That was
before he got hit in the head.
Yeah.
I forget which at bat. Yeah. But all of those things were very transferring of mojo.
Who's happier this month? Eloy Jimenez or Michael Kopech?
I think they're both equally happy.
Yes. I think so.
The general managers who got what they got for them and returned virtually nothing are the happiest.
Yeah, that may be true too.
Oh, man.
Tough to watch.
My favorite part of your show today was a caller, as I was pulling out of the driveway, pulling out of the garage, I should say. A caller took like 2 minutes to basically describe the concept of rookie. And he's like, well, he was in college, and now he's in the pros, and now they're professional. I'm like, yes, he's a rookie. Yes, he's a rookie, and he was the first overall pick.
Going against guys who've been there 10 to 15 years.
Yes, that's how this works. That's the concept of being drafted and then playing.
So it was like my ex-boyfriend describing a cold. I got really sick, and then, you know, then I felt bad, and then suddenly I started to get better. Interesting.
So you had a cold, and how long did it say? Well, depending on the cold, it's either going to be 7 days or a week.
That sounds like there's more to the story there, Layla.
Like, sir, you're going to be okay.
Sounds like you understand why he's your ex-boyfriend.
Yes.
By the way, Eloy, a 113 OPS plus in Baltimore.
How about it?
Hmm.
Maybe they should trade another infielder somehow.
Hi, Mom.
Just get all the infielders that you possibly can have. Why get pitching a deal?
Maybe, or you get guys like Vargas who don't really have a position.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
But he does have a black eye this morning.
Mm-hmm. That's his own fault.
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah, congratulations. You've now gotten into the timeline. Yeah,
I got it.
Miguel Vargas, you are now part of the Eloy timeline.
I got it. I ain't got it.
I got it.
And now you have an elbow to your face because you didn't move.
Yola tengo. Whatever you have to do. Pelota, pelota,
that
pelota.
That was hard to watch. So was the Cubs.
Dude, it's just
flailing.
Bad teams, Dan. Like, you can say ball in any language, but at the end of the day, bad teams do this.
Yes.
I've seen enough of them to know.
Yes.
They're not just here.
It's so funny.
Yeah, but there's bad, then there's what's going on with the Sox this year.
That's yeah, like, Greedy Sizemore is going to get his money's worth. He's going to get kicked out. Damn you. Umpires, shakes fist at universe.
If you're Greedy Sizemore and you know that maybe you're not the permanent manager, would you want to get ejected every game? Because I would be incentivized.
Second inning. I'd be out.
I would do it every single game.
Done. Yeah.
Or right. You just do the Lou Piniella and go sleep.
Or what Ozzy would do, he would watch the telenovelas when he'd get tossed.
That's actually kind of therapeutic. Why consider your own drama when you can watch others? Wasn't Ozzy in a telenovela?
Ozzy doesn't think they're going to win another game.
It's not
unreasonable.
It's a good hot take, actually. I mean, September 4th.
Right.
Show me how.
Right.
They're slow playing crochet. Like here, go.
Here's 50 pitches. Go.
Go throw an inning.
Yeah.
Can I ask this? Crochet seems to be the one dictating all of this. Correct.
Well, he shouldn't be.
But
I think he's part of it. Yeah, I think he has a say in it, which doesn't make any sense.
I think that he is going to really regret not moving.
No, I think any athlete should have a say. But in this case, I just wonder what influence his supervisors have.
I don't think he should have a say if they want to shut him down. I mean, you don't, if you're going to trade him, if you're going to keep him, yeah, he has a say. If you're just going to trade him, then I don't think he needs to be heard.
I stopped caring a long time ago.
Yeah, he did.
I'm saying I did.
And No, you definitely stopped caring. Not about the Sox.
No, just in general.
Yeah. No.
Well, Molly, I did detect a bit of at least Sox hopeful discussion in the beginning of the John Heyman segment today. Or was that just niceties? Was I incorrect in my assessment?
Total niceties. I've accepted what's happening.
Did you guys decide on whether it was verb or adjective or adverb?
I wanted to introduce that idea. I just thought it would be fun if we could take this season and ruin someone's name. I wanted to come up with like that kind of baseball play when guys run into each other and three runs score is called a Reinsdorf. What do you think?
Good luck.
Yeah. They got jerried or it was Reinsdorf.
It's definitely a sound effect, if nothing Reinsdorf, else.
Reinsdorfian.
They Reinsdorf
into
each other.
That's the adjective, but
I don't know.
You would like to use it
San
as a
Diegon.
Verb.
Yeah, I just think it'd be fun if we somehow could, Thomas Crapper up the guy's name based on this season. That looked like I was interested ever so briefly, but I was just kind of still a little bitter. I'll stop now.
There is a device that is being employed that way of a team that is coming in this weekend, the Judgian home run, if you will.
There you go.
So that might happen a time or two.
But isn't that just a play on Ruthian?
Probably.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it is technically the same word.
Judgian doesn't
usage.
Really have a ring to it.
Ruthian's going to be in here on the afternoon show today.
Yes, she is. It's going to be a Ruthian afternoon on the score.
A Ruthian afternoon. Yeah. I love that.
Ruthie Polinsky with Spiegs.
How yes, are you handling on score afternoon.
It's NBC 5
show.
Day on
how
the score.
Are you handling all of the various things happening, including the injury?
We are going to digest last night's Hard Knocks episode. I think the last two have been really good. That I got my level of footballiness, and it was that's what I like from Hard Knocks.
Yes.
Is the stuff we got last night.
I agree.
Behind the scenes, talking about players and talking about trades and explaining to players why they get cut, and literal opening and closing of doors to be metaphorical opening and closing of doors. That was a little on the nose. We are going to talk Cubs and Justin Steele. Tommy Hotovy gave us some interesting stuff when he was talking to you about what's happening there. Mike Florio. We will probably begin to close the lid on the Cubs because I think that's kind of, that's a reasonable thing.
Felt like
to do.
It last night.
Yeah,
3.7% chance before the game.
High noon at 11:40. Alex Brown at noon. Got some White Sox stuff. I've got a fascinating bit of there was a baseball occurrence yesterday that surprised me. And it has to do a little bit of baseball history that I found kind of remarkable. Russell Dorsey at 1 o'clock and more.
Have a great show.
Mark. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.